And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
I breaks it down to the bone gristle. Ill speaking, scud missile, heat seeking. Johnny blazing, nightmares like Wes Craven. Niggas gunning, my third eye seen it coming before it happened. You know about them fucking statin kids, they smashing everything, huh? In any shape, form, or fashion. Now everybody talking about they blasting. Is you busting still or is you flashing? Talking out your asshole. You should have learned about the flowing PZ Afro. To Callion Stallion, chinky eye and snot nose. From my naps to the bunion on my big toe. I keeps it moving, know just what the fuck I'm doing. Rap insomniac, fiend to catch a nigga snoozing. Slip the cardiac, arrest me. Exorcist hip hop, possess me. Crunch a nigga like a Nestle, you know my stage. Burning to a third degree. Sneaky ass alley cat, top pedigree. The head toucher, industry party bum rusher. You don't like it, dick up in your fuck ya.
Yo, I slayed them C's back in the rec room era. My style broke motherfucking backs like him for terror. Most rap niggas came loud but unheard. Once I pulled out, ground them off to the nearest third. Check these non-visual niggas with tapes and a portrait. Flood the seminar trying to orbit this corporate industry. But what them niggas can't see must break through like the Wu unexpectedly. Protect your neck, my sword still remains imperial. Before I blast the mic, Riz and scratch off the cereal. We reign all year round from June to June. My niggas bite immediately, if not soon. Set the lynching, inform the execution date. As this 2000 beyond slang suffocate. Amplify sample through vacuum tubes compressions. Cause RZA to charge niggas 20 G's a session.
Welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them episode 905, part 2. My name is Mike Steele, and I am sitting in a room with two old dirty bastards. One to my right, one to my left. We're going to start with the one to my left, Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm a jizza. Y'all know me. I'm in my gay wigga era. I've been busy in the lab, been translating System of a Down into Chinese. We just finished Prison Song. They're trying to ching chong bing bong. I don't know. But that's not my point. I'm sick and tired of the damn government not respecting me enough to propagandize me. They don't even do anything anymore. Like, they should be like, we got to go to Iraq. This is my political stuff. You gotta go to Iraq because they blew up the Twin Towers. Now it's just like, what happened? It is a fucking I got a Burger King employee fucking telling me about the Epstein files. Fuck off. Anyways, I'll be going back to translating toxicity into Chinese. Later, fuckos.
And now to my right, Mr. Jim Scampo.
Yo. Yo, wait, hold on, RZA is coming in.
Hey, yo, camouflage chameleon, ninja scaling your building. No time to grab the gun, they already got your wife and children. A hit was sent from the president to raid your residence.
We gotta hear him say olive oil.
Evidence and documents on how they raped the continents. And it's the prominent, dominant Islamic, Asiatic, black Hebrew. The year 2002, the battle still with the rules.
I guess he says it pretty late.
The bubonic flow of the Ebola virus under the reign of King Cyrus. You can see the
weakness of a man right through his
iris. They always, it's Wu-Tang. Of course they are.
Chicken heads getting slim like olive oil.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, everyone. Like this, my friends, is part two. Thank you for hanging late night with your boys. Jim and Them Hump Day Wednesday. I think I did find the voicemail, everybody.
Wait. Are you telling me you found the smoking gun?
I think I found the smoking gun. If we could back up for a sec. catch everyone up. I did rename the file now, so hopefully I'll be able to find it.
Wait, what did you rename it?
HDM voicemail.
Okay, you hear that, Tita Burrow? Remember that later.
Before I added something really stupid, Corey Serve You voicemail. No wonder I could never find it.
Corey Save You voicemail.
Corey
edit.
Serve You.
Save You.
I'm trying to save you over. Hey, you kids you want to play stickball? Get soived?
Hey, I'm saving it.
I'm pushing a ring with a stick, get out of my face.
Yeah, you're going to get soived right now?
Yeah, so's your pa.
Yeah, give me a baby address.
Here we go.
I'm trying to reach Mike Steele. I received information from YouTube that you are currently the one that is streaming the MyTrip doc. Corey Feldman, we struck it once. And you countered. I'm fisting to strike it again, or fisting to file a lawsuit if it's not removed. I need Mike Steele to give me a call back. We're actually trying to get the correct address to serve you. And if possible, if you can remove that video immediately.
Yeah, see, she's still trying to get our address. Yeah, what is she talking about?
She can't claim. She's claiming, would her justification be, we had it.
I'm trying
like
to confirm
the,
it.
Yeah, the legal step is to confirm it's the correct address.
Yeah, what he's talking about.
But if the case is do it or else we'll sue you, then you don't just go like, well, they never confirmed. I guess there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, I guess we're stuck.
You're not allowed to stream it. It is copyright of Corey. And I'm giving you a call. You can call me or you can... let me know the correct information so we can serve you.
That's my favorite part. Like the
lost
the
train
tone.
Track of well we can
call me or I guess I can fuck off.
We can serve you. I like how she like it's so matter of fact, like, well, you really have no choice, so you better fucking do. Actually, and then we did call her back, didn't we? Yeah, I called her back.
We had our lawyer as call
her. Yeah, our lawyer
called
her back.
Our lawyer called her back.
Let me know the correct information so we can serve you. You can call me back at 6-6.
Yeah, I don't want to. We do have her digits.
Mike, I would appreciate a return call. This has been going on. I struck your video in 2020, and you're still streaming it. YouTube allowed it. I don't care if it is a commentary. You are streaming the entire film.
It's so hilarious because, yes, this is 4 years later.
Yeah.
What popped in her loony head where she remembered that Jim and them have the documentary commentary that's fully fair use?
Not the entire documentary.
And it's not even the entire documentary. It is a Jim cut, and it's also, you know, we talk over most of it. Read through the comments, to the detriment of the annoyance of so many people, the amount of times we pause and talk over it. And I would always, even before all this shit happened, when people would complain, I would say, go buy it from Corey.
I blame Corey. If this is the only version you can find, blame him.
I would literally just try to steer people to go buy it. Go buy the fucking documentary. You could buy it from Corey Feldman. Why are you not doing that?
We need you to remove it now or we are going to serve you. So I need a call back or I'm just going to have someone sent to your home to verify that it is you.
Whose address I don't have.
Thank you very much.
Which Bye-bye. She never did. Idle threat. Complete baseless claim and idle threat because none of this ever happened.
Classic HTM.
Well, it's what people like to think they can do. They think they can just go like, we're going to do this. And you go, oh, fuck, they're going to do this.
And I mean, I should say as well, like HTM, you want to keep talking shit. Like, again, we mentioned it earlier. We were purposely, you know, not talking about you. You know, and just talking about Corey, but you want to keep going on these rants and like talking about us. It's like people have sent me DMs that you've sent to other people complaining about Corey.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we could talk about those if you want, like keep it up, lady.
Yeah.
Like, you were talking shit about Corey to other people.
Ooh.
So maybe think about that when you're fucking on your Twitter ranting about us or trying to dox us or Jim's whatever kind of bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. Your friends aren't your friends.
Yeah. We got the HDM dox.
We're everywhere. Yeah. It's also funny, too, because nothing makes her more mad than when we play that voicemail.
Yes.
Or when we talk about the emails that she sent.
Yes.
And so I love that. Yeah. I love that, she hates it and then reminds us about it and then hates that we play the thing she reminded us about.
She loves us talking about her. When we're not talking about her, she's reminding us to talk about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, we read those emails when she tried to tell YouTube, since we played the voicemail, we weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
And then YouTube just sent us all the the complaints she sent. And they're like, we decided that these are baseless, but we wanted you to take a look at them.
Well, and then she was like, she sent them a new email. It was like, hey, they talked about these emails.
Yeah. It's just her constantly walking into another rake that that she laid down in front of herself on there.
Over and over.
And yeah, we'll just play the Kanye meme at you. Gotcha. Oh, hey, maybe shut up. We got some DMs.
Yeah, what's up with the DMs?
The hell?
HDM.
If this even is
the only DM I want is an HDM.
Yeah.
A dry mouth from Heather.
A horse's dry mouth.
So, you know, moving on then, as we watch the numbers plummet.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about
HDM.
Dropping
off on flies.
We do. I mean, I know this is pop culture at this point.
Uh-huh.
I downloaded them. All right. I was like, where are these? Am I going to be searching for more fucking clips?
Fuck.
The McDonald's CEO guy.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
I feel it. But is it a false flag? Is this a limited hangout, Jeff?
What is it? I don't know what it
is. Jesus Christ.
You don't know about the McDonald's, eating the big arch?
Oh, really?
Oh, the little bite?
Yes. Okay. The way it's like gone viral.
Well, and the
now,
way he talks about it, how he just keeps, where he talks like he's a robot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It didn't strike me as anything different than any other corporate speak.
Yeah. Thing. I mean, I am kind of one of those Corey people that are like, they're in on it. This is a setup. Because it worked out so perfect for them. Like, yeah, I mean, people are making fun of the guy, but this is only good for McDonald's. Like, in the end, it's all fucking... Now people are purposely going to buy the big arch so they could either do their parody video on it or they could just review it because it's the fucking hot topic.
Sure, but I mean, let's say like Pepsi put out a bad Super Bowl commercial. Yeah. Would you say the same thing? And at that point, then like... Is everything good? I'm not saying you're dumb or anything. It's just like I'm trying to find where the difference would be if with anything else. Because at some point in time, technically, what you're saying is true, like by wrestling logic or whatever. I just don't know. Like, it's not good for them. Maybe some people are paying attention to them. But like, I bet you the needle as far as like how many they sell is like almost imperceptible to them because they're McDonald's.
Well, I didn't even...
I think it's good for them.
I didn't even think about that when I saw this on there, but the second you bring it up, yeah. I mean, for sure. I feel like almost... Because, yeah, he's got all the weird things. He got a Sprite instead of a Coke. People would be like, he's invited to a cookout. He got Sprite.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
He's like a weirdo.
I would probably say, yeah, them planning it would be maybe a bridge too far.
But that's kind of more what I was focusing on, though.
But I could see it as well. I could see it either way. But also, I do think no matter what, they're like, this is great. This is great for us.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the guy's like, oh, man, everyone's goofing on me. But at the end of the day, it's like, no, this is awesome.
Well, because I would be shocked if this guy could be a part of it, because there's been some people. Oddly enough, there's a guy that works in games that was, like, a part of the McDonald's, like, kitchen team. And he's talked, like, stories about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he'd come in and they'd give him stuff and he was just always like a robot about it. Or they'd be like, well, what kind of food do you like? And he's like, oh, well, lately I have been sampling fish.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool. Do you want us to make fish sandwiches? He's like, fish on a sandwich? Interesting. Like, he's just a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
So I can't picture him being in on it. Maybe they know that and they're saying he can't be in on it, but we'll make him do something stupid. But even then, it's just like, at some point in time, it's just like, just make a commercial. They're your McDonald's. Sure. Like, if you're smaller, let's say you're like a mid-level podcast and you get all this heat, that's worth it. But when you're McDonald's, it's just like, I can't picture the needle moving enough to be worth it.
But they're capitalizing on it, because even like their official Twitter account's like, the product, because that's like the goof is he calls it the product.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll play a little of the video here. You probably have seen it. It's been, I mean, I want to see more Punch videos. I want to see Punch Coon. I don't want to see the big everyone's yeah. big Arch parody.
Right.
Chris K here with, you've heard about it.
He acts like he's here blind. It is,
the big Arch.
This is he some... wishes he was Review Bra, by the way.
Well, it yeah, looks
and
like...
I did watch Review Bras. Because of this, I had to watch Review Bras' review of the Big Arch.
Well, I'm starving. I kind of want to try a Big Arch.
it's a Big Mac and a double quarter pounder literally mixed.
But it is a little different because they had that. They called it like the Super Mac or something. Like they already had the quarter pounder, double quarter pounder version of the Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
This has... a poppy seed and sesame seed.
Oh, sure. I just meant I ate it, and they're like, you don't.
The sauce
it just seems
is different.
Like mixed.
It's a different type of sauce, and it has crispy onions on it.
I didn't notice the onions. You know what this reminds me of?
Oh, did you say no onions, though? You're usually a no onion
oh,
boy.
Shit, you're right.
They probably didn't, because it's supposed to have slithered. Look, now we're doing the ad.
Yeah.
It's got slithered onions and crispy
onions
on it.
I just put no onions. I wonder if they just took all of it
I'm
off.
I'm just a cartoon guy drooling like.
So what this reminds me of when I first saw it, because I thought it was fake the first time I saw it, because everything's AI these days.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when Google released that, or some, I think it was Google's, where they're like, check it out. And it looked like an influencer holding a camera being like, hey, guys, I'm on a helicopter. And they all had this like the same speech.
I think so.
It reads that. The way he talks and the way the camera's fixed and stuff, I thought it was like someone had used AI to make this video, because that's it has the exact same like cadence and lack of movement and lack of energy as those things did.
Do you think he's an autist? Is he an Aspie dude? Is that where this is
I mean,
coming
again,
from?
That guy that I've heard talk about him says he's just a fucking, he's like a weirdo.
But at the same time, if you're CEO of McDonald's, don't you just have to be that guy all the time?
Probably.
In public?
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, hello. What a great idea, worker. Yeah. I've never thought of a fish sandwich. Or is he fourth degree lizard? Is he fourth generation lizard? Because it is the biggest company in the world, so he could be like a Rothschild clone.
Well, what's great about it, too, and the reason why I could think that someone would kind of know a little bit, like, would know that this would get a reaction, is because it also, it's very reminiscent of... Was it the mayor or the governor of New York? Where he's like, we got, there's a fry element. When he's like,
and he eats half a fry.
Yeah,
he's like, save this for later.
Yeah, he was eating like Shake Shack to try to get people to get their vaccinations.
Yeah, get the vax.
Yeah.
So actually, then, would you say that was good?
Well, that wasn't good, no. Because
so then
that was
what's
trying
the difference
to sell
between
you,
this and that?
Because that was trying to sell you a vaccine. Uh-huh. And it just, on its surface, it's bizarre. It's kind of like, we think you're so stupid.
Yeah, eat the slop.
You know, eat the slop, get your shot, suck a dick.
Free slop.
Like this, no matter what, this is, the product is McDonald's. We want you to know we have a new burger. Mm-hmm. And at the very least, it's getting that idea out there to everyone.
Yeah.
About it, here it is, the Big Arch. This is something that we have tested already. It's in Portugal, Germany, Canada. I love this product. It is so good. I'm going to do a tasting right now.
It is funny just calling it a product.
Yeah.
I guess it is. Your CEO, it is. Well, and what's also hilarious is because, you know, they always talk about how, like, Americans, all we eat is slop.
Yeah.
But then whenever you see a crazy-ass menu at fast food item, it's usually overseas.
Yeah. Somewhere
else. So why, like, doth protest too much? Because Japan always has, like, the fat fuck McSteel or something, and it's like four burgers stacked on a fucking piece of chicken.
Well, no, me and Jeff went to that one McDonald's.
That's
and,
right.
And there was a fucking, like, I don't even remember how, but it was something like the chicky burg, and it was just like a chicken and a burger and a chicken and a burger.
Yeah, it was kind of the double stack, but Big Mac style with chicken on there. Yeah. No, it rocks on there. And yeah, he's like, people in Portugal going crazy. What's Portuguese McDonald's? The trash?
Yeah.
The other thing, it's just because there's so many fat people here. If we didn't have as many fat people, no one could use that dunk on us anymore.
Well, even like Japan, what, they're all like covering their pizzas in mayo and shit. Like they're doing like the weirdest
Japanese
shit.
Pizza is inedible.
It's disgusting.
It's barely recognizable as pizza.
Yeah, fuck off.
But I'm gonna eat this for my lunch, just so you know. So here we go. First, holy cow. God, that is a big burger. We've got a very unique kind of sesame poppy sort of bun on it. We've got 2 quarter pound patties, a delicious Big Arch sauce, And of course,
record,
some lettuce.
I also didn't know that it was
so
a unique sauce.
So much going on with this.
I'll say that again.
I didn't know it was a unique sauce because it tastes exactly like Big Mac sauce. Mm.
I mean, some people were saying it's got more of a honey mustard tang to it or something
A lot, for what it's worth, there's a lot going on. Yeah. And so it might have just kind of like, at some
just
point in time.
Harking back enough to it.
Yeah, that. It's just like you're eating a thing. And so it's hard to like pick any one element out. Like a fry element.
Yeah. I was trying to find that as well.
First of all, let's try to get this thing. I don't even know how to attack it. Got so much to it. Oh, there's also some crispy onions on here
part,
as well.
I
see those.
I don't even know how to attack it. It's just a hamburger. It's not like it's one of those ones that's so big you think you have to cut it in half or something. It's just like he's holding a completely like
regular
basic
size.
Normal hamburger. Yeah. He's like, what do I? And he turns it in a circle, and it's like every side is the exact same.
I mean, some of the blowback from this though is I have seen. Some of the brain rot section of my algo is like they're purposely calling it a product because they can't call it food.
Yeah. Well, there's always that guy that thinks he's a genius. Yeah. Like that's like, yeah, you who would even eat McDonald's first off?
Yes,
like shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then you can't call it food because actually it's like a caterpillar
full of when people were like, oh, they changed it to KFC because they can't call it chicken.
Yeah, I'm people.
And it's like someone made that up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've heard that.
I heard it from
decades.
No one. Yeah, I just heard it in the air and I repeated it.
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that since I was fresh out the womb.
Yeah, I heard it from no one and everyone.
KFC's called KFC.
You just slowly add a new fact to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
it's like yellow 5 makes your dick small.
Yeah, taurine is bull cum.
Don't drink the Mountain Dew because it has yellow 5 in it.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa had a rib removed to suck her dick.
the white guy and all that
Marshmallow.
Who was he?
Yeah, it was Marshmallow.
No, it wasn't Marshmallow.
Dead Mouse,
which is true, but that's the one true fact.
Remember the white guy from all that? Like the you know him, you can picture him in his head. He kind of did like he dressed up like a monkey.
He had
sometimes.
Like this big ear character that he played.
Yeah, that
he was
Dead
actually
Mouse.
He grew up to be Dead Mouse.
Yeah.
If you look up Google pictures of Dead Mouse without his mask, you'll know they're fake if it doesn't look like that guy, because that's Dead Mouse.
Coming out. All right, the moment of truth.
Yeah, it really is such a...
Yeah, it's like...
I can't eat this trash bite.
Yeah, it's... Yeah,
it's imperceptible that it's still round.
Yes.
Like, the Krusty Burger commercial is like, I don't mind the taste.
Yeah, it's literally the same joke.
Yeah, he takes a singular... Like,
and as soon as they cut, he spits it.
Well, and anyone that's eaten a burger knows that, like, often you could take a big bite and you're barely getting, like it's still just kind of like the bun overhang and, like, the lettuce overhang and the topping overhang. The actual burger itself is, like, an inch and a half in. So he's not even getting the overhang.
Yeah. Well, real bun suckers know that's, like, a 3-4 bite burger if you're really going at it. Like,
no, that's what I was thinking. Like, I would take a bite out of that shit and it'd be noticeable.
Yeah, guys like you and me, we're getting deep.
Well, it's funny.
It's like a hockey puck getting taken out of that.
This is kind of similar. I texted Jake this week because I forget. I was eating something, and then I just thought of it because Jake's always talking about how, oh, he loves food or whatever. Like, oh, he thinks he's like a big food lover.
Up. He says that? Is that him?
I don't know. I just remember, like, there'd be things like, you know, he would talk about Thanksgiving's his favorite holiday because he loves food so much. Or he's always talking about how he eat a whole pizza.
Growing up with, like, Jake, that does not track.
I was like, I text someone's like, rumor has it that you think that you're a food lover, but are you a plan your last bite? Because I'm a plan your last bite motherfucker. I plan my last bite.
Meaning meal or like literal last bite of a meal?
Last bite of a meal.
Oh, interesting.
I'm a plan my last bite of a meal motherfucker. Like, I make sure that the last bite's going to have maximum flavor of everything.
For sure. Like middle of the sandwich bite, you plan that out?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm eating the sandwich. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to save this piece. This is going to be the last bite of the sandwich.
You're suffering in the middle of the sandwich because you're eating the corner.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. See, motherfuckers are not pros like me. Plan the last bite, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'm eating my meal with a
such
fork.
A funny text to send to a man.
Actually, let me see what Jake said. But yeah, go ahead.
I'm eating my meal with a fork, and then I'm biting it too hard and going, ow, and then they kill me.
Yeah, hold on. What did I say to him?
Jim, scroll past all the gay shit.
Yeah,
I gotta
scroll back to all the gay role play. Yeah. We're just goofing though. Yeah, it was just fun stuff.
Y'all sent haha reactions to the pictures. I'm so autistic. I hate putting a sandwich down because stuff will slide out. I'm like, once I pick up the burger, I'm gonna eat the burger.
I only don't like that on certain burgers where like certain fast food burgers where it comes in the thing and it's like greasy as shit. So like putting it back down is like putting it in a puddle.
In and out, Manimal style.
Like, oh yeah. So I said, I know you claim to like food. That's the rumor. But are you planning out your bites to save the best for last? Mm. And he said, dude, fuck off. Obviously I do that. I also gauge what my wife's eating to see how much of hers I might get before making any last bite decisions. So he does. He's. I was like, all right, recognize game. There we go.
Sort of a Machiavellian, sort of yeah. Israel approach to food there. Just spying food that might be his.
Also some crispy onions on here as well. I see those kind of coming out. All right, the moment of truth.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's that the wackest so bite. Good.
And even with the cut, I mean, I know they probably just... They, you know, just they're cutting it to try to keep the momentum of the video or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it looks like they just cut because he had to spit it out.
Yeah. Or and then like, look at this. Tell me that this isn't okay. I'm about to take a bite out of a burger.
Yes.
You can't even tell that it's already happened and you're looking at the burger.
Yeah. It looks like a fresh cut burger right out the box.
Yeah. You're gonna have to rotate that shit to find the bite.
That's a big bite for a big arch.
Why would he even say that? That's what makes it seem comedic. Almost.
Well, no, but so. Here's
that's an edited bite.
You know how you guys are always conspiracy these days?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Invite me in, guys. Right. Because.
Okay. Lay down this coffin. We're going to jack off on you.
We watched his bite. We saw it.
Yes.
This is not his bite.
That's not his. But it's I think it's still a pussy ass bite, but you're right. That's
I think
not even
someone,
his bite.
Yeah. Maybe him,
a second
took
pussy.
A second bite because they needed to show this shot. There's 0% chance the bite we watched.
Yeah,
that we are seeing the damage done from that bite right here. I refuse
it's
to believe that.
It's magic bite theory. It's JFK. There's a second pussy on the assy knoll.
Well, but it's insane that they knew the bite sucked, but still made it a shit bite. Like, it's still, like, that's still pathetic.
They knew they couldn't go too crazy.
Yeah. Yes, I think that more people would have my opinion if they went any further.
I like to think there's like two guys with like little knives and like, okay, we got to make it just big enough. Like it took like another 45 minutes for them to extract bites.
Or they have like a plastic chomp that they just chomp.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You
like
put
a,
on your
like
hands
a,
and you
a,
chomp.
A gator.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the Hulk hands and they punched it off.
Yeah.
I saw Dakota in the chat that was like, man, this bite is pissing me off.
Yeah.
And then Bob Hoskins released the bite files.
It really is a weird tease because, like, I'm hungry. He has the big burger, and he's like, hey.
"That's why I'm not like I will agree to disagree that perhaps it is better or worse for them.
Mm.
That, but my dispute with your claim would be that there's any way that this was intentional.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't know if I necessarily believe it's intentional, but I almost if someone did prove like came in and be like, nope. We did that on purpose. I would be like, I believe you. You know what I mean?
Rats
I don't
off,
know if I
the burger.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily buy it because that is just the idea these days. Everything that happens, we always
it's
have
all
to
good.
Think that it's fake.
Well, I do think a smart marketing guy would make your claim.
Sure,
though. I think anyone smart enough to go like, oh yeah, that was the plan.
Yeah.
They're talking about us, aren't they?
Oh, good. That's a big bite for a big arch.
That's like a retarded thing to say. Like,
that's
something of the biggest retard would say.
Yeah. That's a big boy bite.
Yeah, that's
for
like,
the bigs.
That's what a little kid says. Like, mom, come here. This is a big bite for a big arch.
It's distinctively McDonald's. Only McDonald's could do this type of burger, but it also is unlike anything else on our menu. It's a delicious
It tastes
product.
Exactly you know, like a quarter pounder with Big Mac sauce on it, and anyone could make this.
Yeah, I want one.
The cheeses and the it's gooiness, but those crispy onions as well gives a nice texture. And, of course, we've got the pickles. So
of course.
I'm going to enjoy the rest of my lunch, but Big Arch, try it when you can get it.
Look at him trying to not puke.
Can we see you take one more? Can we see you take a fry?
I took a big boy.
He takes a big AI-eaten spaghetti bite. Yes.
Here we go. Yeah. Who was it? Is this de Blasio? No. Who is this?
I think his name's Mayor Chomps.
Yeah. Mayor Chomp. Yeah. Hold on.
He had Seth Rogen do his ASL.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I think it's de Blasio, right? Chat.
Oh, they got the same frozen fries everyone has element here.
Yeah, there's some sort of fry element here.
Some sort of Ida frozen bag of crispy.
It really is like a man who last time he ate fast food was in like college or something. He doesn't even know how to talk about it.
I wouldn't claim that I think about this every day, but I definitely think about this way more often than you'd think.
Sure. Like every time I see french fries,
it would pop in my head, the fry element.
Well, in life, I've heard you make... You've called things a something element, and you know that I know it's a reference to this video.
Of something, yeah. When it's the only thing about something, almost.
I think actually, when we went to Orlando 2 years ago, and you tried Whataburger at the airport.
Oh yeah, that
you made
right.
A fry element.
A fry
joke.
Element,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
In fact,
Randy,
actually, I want everyone to know that Jim's hilarious. We were in the airport. I'm remembering it now that I'm mentioning it.
Yeah.
You came
Stop
back
the
with,
video.
You came back with Whataburger and you were eating it. And then you literally look at all of us and you wanted us to look back and you're holding the bag and you go, "Hey guys, is there some sort of fry element?" And then you pulled the fries out and it was hilarious. I want everyone to know that is the Jim that we get.
That sounds like me. Yeah. That's great. That's great me.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you so much, Randy. Thank you to the whole Shake Shack team. This is really going to help us out. Did you say free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this?
Almost finished two fries.
Delicious fries.
All right.
Oh, wait. Or does he call the burger the element? Is the burger the element?
Oh, shit. It is a burger.
You know, maybe it's the other way around. All right.
But it's so funny that he has two fries, takes two bites, and there's still over half left. Yeah. And he's like, "Well, let's save these for later."
Yeah, he just put them in the sides of his mouth. He's like, "All right, story."
Yeah, like a chipmunk.
Wait, Matt. But there's also a burger element to this.
All right, yeah, so it's burger element. We just remember. But
and
it's
what's
great.
That chicken sandwich under here? The fuck?
But there's also a burger element to this. Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the
day?
Hey,
Bill Neidhart.
This can be breakfast.
I forgot how perfect this video is. Yeah. It's got Bill Neidhart.
It is wild. Like, it really is, like, you know, we all know that, like, a lot of the food we have is bad for us. But,
sure.
But it tastes good. But when you see some of these elites, like, trying to be like us, you're like, uh-oh. It's worse than I thought.
Yeah. It's making
them God.
Sick.
Well, and he even goes, like, let me check. Is it too early to eat a burger? Yeah. Like, in his brain, like, obviously he knows breakfast exists. But he is so out of his element that he has to go like, "Well, fuck, I know this isn't breakfast. You know what? I want to seem like them. I'll ask if I'm allowed to eat this for breakfast, you know, like a normal person."
He's like, "Oh, what is this over here? Goyim in abundance?" There's a goyim element.
Again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. I really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination.
Mm. I do every day. Actually, one of the main things I remember from the whole Vax thing is you and doing this.
He's saying as he's taking the bite, and then you can see he's immediately like, "I'm gonna fucking puke."
Yeah,
I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment. Thank you to Randy Garrudy,
the big
and of course
Jew.
Danny Meyer is doing so much to help us with the recovery.
Just swallow it.
And the entire team. I've got to finish chewing for a moment.
Oh, yeah, he can barely.
I think that would be more dignified.
Well, you know when you have something gross in your mouth and you're like, I literally cannot swallow it? It needs to turn into a completely different thing until I'm capable of swallowing it.
Yeah. So.
There's a soft drink element.
Oh, there's an adrenochrome
element.
We're going
to keep rolling out.
So this is a soft drink?
We're going to keep making it easy. We're going to keep making it fun. We really, really need to get everyone.
People are in the chat. We're talking about him eating pizza. I haven't seen this
one.
Oh,
what? My God. Is he knife and forking it?
He can't eat anything.
Yes, in New York. Yeah.
This is going to be us.
Wait, is that him eating pizza right now?
Hell yeah.
Like a salad?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's pizza.
This is currently him eating pizza right here?
I think so,
It's a live feed, yes.
Oh, they're all doing it.
Hell yeah.
All these weirdos that he's with.
Him what and the Indian guy is eating pizza the old-fashioned way with a salad fork. Thank you. You're
welcome. All right. This is going to be us in a week and a half. Look at them all doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
maybe that's traditional.
Do you think this is a case of, you know, like the emperor has no clothes? Like they saw him doing it. So they're like, oh, okay, I guess this. Or are they all just clueless?
They're all just lizards.
Yeah.
Well, it could be both. No one knows how to eat, but one person's trying. So everyone's like, either we're all going to be wrong together or we're all going to be right together. So let's just roll with it.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Helena Glory. Yeah, he's former mayor because they got the new guy that has all the trash under the snow right now.
yeah.
But
they're called Somalians.
When he eats a piece of pizza, he folds it in half so it doesn't flop over and he takes a big bite.
Well, he does eat rice with his hands.
A big bite.
Everyone was upset that he eats rice with his hands.
Look at this old fashioned Mog Chad, though, going in the sweater. He's about to just pick it up. He's like, I don't know what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
I'm stuck at the same table. I'm in a sweater.
Yeah. Well,
the lady to the bottom right, she has fork and knife in each hand. She cuts it with the knife. Then she puts the knife down before she uses the fork to put the food in her mouth. It's insane.
And she's next to a ghoul. Ah! Yo, we like the Super Bowl. Winning.
Does everyone feel? Bob Hoskins in the chat is defending this.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't want to get greasy hands. I do that when I eat pizza at my desk because I don't want to get grease on my mouse and stuff.
Okay, Wagey, don't get your fucking
Is that
voice.
What you do at a New York City fucking pizzeria, brother?
Well,
I don't know,
man. You have the camera on you. How do you not know this is always the faux pas?
He's actually got a good point. I have the accumulation of all the food I've ever eaten in my entire life on my hands right now.
Yeah.
Because once it's on your hands, there's nothing you can do about it. So you just got to make sure it's never on there in the first place. Napkins aren't real. Paper towels aren't real. God forbid you have running water in your office. You couldn't, wash them or something? Sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, I just stick it up my ass with a big spoon.
I think that's all. I mean, it's kind of different, but I remember like this was back in like the early 2000s when Hillary Clinton was running for like, I think it was New York Senator or something.
Mm-hmm.
So like she'd be at one place wearing a Mets hat.
Yeah.
And then she'd be at another place wearing a Yankees hat. It's like, I don't want like I love you all. I love
you
everybody.
Like, I'm just chilling.
I'm just Cedar chilling.
Rapids. That's a classic one of these.
Yeah, donk.
Donk, donk. Twist, turns around to the scariest face you've ever seen.
This is insane. He just switched hands.
Yeah.
He switched the fork and the knife because he doesn't even know what he's doing. Keep
eating. There's a guy. Yeah. There's a true fucking salt of the earth man on the left.
That guy's like enough of this.
Eating pizza with his hands.
Enough
capital W-O-B just going in.
Well, that's a bite. That's what a bite looks like.
Yeah, that's how I attack a big arch later tonight.
We're going to go in New York and specifically eat New York pizza with forks and knives.
Yeah, chopsticks. Project to the other table too. We go get the pizza and put it in that African slime that they eat. Let me pick this up with some slime. We live out
our commitment. I said it throughout my campaign, the first day of our
campaign. This is
fucking insane.
All bros are hoes.
Yeah, all bros
but not
are
all
hoes,
hoes are bros.
But anyways, back to the McDonald's CEO.
Yes.
Hold on, let me pull it up. So this has kicked off a trend, essentially, because then the Burger King CEO had to show he's more of a man of the people.
He rolled his sleeves up.
Yeah, he's in a BK kitchen somewhere, getting a Whopper.
Yeah,
big old bite.
Yeah, that's my king.
Didn't big even hesitate, dude. Didn't
not
even
afraid.
Hesitate.
Well, that feels organic. That feels real.
It does feel real.
Yeah, I like that.
It is,
I
this
like,
completely
I
worked.
Like that.
Yeah, this fully worked. We're like, Burger King guy, you're the best.
When I saw this, he leaves the wrapper on the bottom.
That is weird.
In such an inauthentic way.
But I do, sometimes I'll do that maybe 1 or 2% of the time. But in my mind, mm-hmm. I wish I did it more because it seems like a clean way to eat a big burger. Because even when I get my In-N-Out burger, I don't leave their like inner wrap on it. I take all that shit off.
I take all that off. But then, you don't really, if there's two people, only one person gets the trough. Now I'm slopping all over the place.
The wrap thing, what it's always deceptive because you'll like feel like, dude, I'm covering like the bottom
and then
fourth.
You eat
you'll
wrap.
Take a bite. Yeah. And then somehow it's in your mouth. Yeah, and you're like, no matter how low on the burger you put it, somehow it's in your first bite and you don't know how it's possible. So you just ditch the wrap.
It's their fault I keep eating paper. Stupid ass burger.
Not bad, right?
It's even worse because he's got shit on his lip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, can't answer you for a second. I got a big old bite in my mouth.
Yeah, sorry. I'm eating delicious food right now.
Yeah, is that a flame-grilled Whopper?
Not bad, right?
Only one thing missing. A napkin.
Get his ass. Then the Wendy's CEO also wanted to get in on the fun.
I didn't know about any of these other ones.
Oh, boy.
These fresh, never frozen beef, our Applewood smoked bacon, our brand new bun, our...
You know what's weird is I was in Smith's last week, and in the ground beef, now they have Wendy's branded square burgers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, like literally branded?
It said Wendy's on it. And it's like, I almost bought one, and I was like, wait, why? Why am I going to buy this?
Because they almost got you.
I almost said, gotcha. How did they taste? Like, just assuming you bought them.
Although you do know, one of these times, I'm going to get one. I was like, because I was looking at it for a while. So, I was like, this is actually kind of genius, I guess.
Right off the bat, these videos are evolving in a way that is tricking me. Because you know what I like about this? He's clearly not in a test kitchen, and if he is, look at how shitty that burger looks.
Yeah,
not
it looks like Wendy's. It does look like you'd be at the restaurant.
Not like unappetizing or whatever. Just like it looks like someone assembled this at a restaurant, and in a way that like none of the other ones did. The other ones all looked like they were a manicured burger meant to be filmed. Yeah. This looks like he literally walked in the closest Wendy's to him, ordered, didn't tell them who he was, sat down and filmed it like he was a food blogger, and that's what it looked like.
This is better burger CEO.
These fresh, never frozen beef, our Applewood smoked bacon.
We'll find out if it's real if he shits his pants.
Our square
in
burger
seconds.
Cooked on a flat grill. Amazing. Absolutely wonderful.
I mean, he goes at the right angle, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that's all that extra meat is. Yeah.
When I first watched this, I was looking for that, too. I was like, is he gonna turn it more and just take a bite of the bread side?
Yeah.
Or is he going to be a real man and take a bite where the meat's hanging out?
Yeah, the meat's hanging out. You can't have that at the bottom. Yeah. McDonald's guy would still be rotating that beef.
So whether it's authentic or not, they're either becoming more authentic or the people making them are learning how to make them appear more authentic.
Flat grill, amazing, absolutely wonderful.
That's a burger.
I'm going to do my own little this tour exactly of Italy tonight through three drive-thrus.
Just try each one.
I'm covered in lettuce from the first one. Hey.
The Chick-fil-A guy throws some throwing knives at a gay guy and then eats some chicken fingers.
This is exactly the way a great hamburger should be.
You know what I like about this,
you
too?
Top it off.
He's doing the thing I often do. He's eating it upside down.
What do you mean?
Look, like bottom bun on top.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Where, I see what you're saying.
Not like I choose, but sometimes the way you pick it up or you put it down, it turns into like, oh, now it's upside down. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, who cares?
It's a good freestyling burger. It's just enjoying a good burger.
It's like jazz, man. You just do how you feel.
The next one's just the Papa John's guy all sweaty again. He's like, soon. Remember he was doing like, the reckoning's coming.
Yeah. I want to see Shacky to Shaq-a-roni. That's what I want.
Yeah, with a fork and knife.
You got to top it off with a fries and Frosty.
Oh, shit. Whoa. He's East Coast.
That's a scoop, too.
Yeah, he's
that's
just
a
like scoop. Us.
Wow. The sweet, the savory, and the sweet.
Man, this YN's literally me.
I do that. That YN me.
Yeah. Excellent.
And then someone from A&W,
which is underrated burger. Have you ever eaten there?
No way.
Exactly.
No way.
Because you can't find them anywhere. If you could find one, underrated burger.
No.
There was one in Boulder City and I used to have to eat there all the time. It was fantastic.
I think I did read, someone says this is not the CEO though. I guess, okay, it's a mascot for A&W Canada.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think I've ever had their burgers before. I've seen them. Like I've driven by, but yeah, you're right. They're like few and far between, so I don't think I've ever eaten in one.
And they're usually a combo with like Long John Silver's, I think, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Off-putting too. I'm like, it's half fish. Well, perfect.
The Boulder City one was just a normal one. It was right next to where I worked, and I'm like, fuck it, let's eat there, and it was good.
But so yeah, just kind of getting in on the fun.
Alan from A&W here with, you heard about it, here it is, the teen burger. We love
it. It is weird. It's called burger. The teen. Yeah, people were geeking
Canada's
about that.
Canada's mascot is a pedophile. Is the guy from Lost Highway?
He's a zombie. He looks like he's brought back from the dead.
Hey, I'm in your house right now.
You know dead people in coffins when they're at an open casket funeral? That's what he looks like. He looks like an open casket body.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, a lot of people in the comments were like, it's called a teen burger. I mean, especially now, like, whether, because it could go either way. This could either go Epstein pedo or Epstein cannibal.
Well, and this could go Epstein genetic research. It's like, hi, I can't die.
From A&W here with, you heard about it. Here it is, the teen burger. We love this burger product, which most people call a burger.
Got him. Oh, throwing shots, dude. Jello Bell saying, come to Michigan. I'll take you to A&W, some really good hole-in-the-wall burger spots. Someone else
we should
is
go
saying,
to Michigan.
Helena Glory Blower, I guess I've heard of the teen burger. It is legit good, though.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, why is it called the teen burger?
Is it like when you're going through puberty and you can just fucking put something away because you're a teenager?
The teen burger. Like, do they have a grown-up? Like, do they have a kid's meal?
But it's too much.
Is it reference to a number of, like, ounces? Like, it's the 18-ounce burger or something?
Love.
Oh, Trevor, their burgers are baby burger, mama burger, papa burger.
Okay. So this is in between for the
this
tweens.
This burger product, which most people call a burger. I'm going to do a tasting right now.
I mean, side thing, if we're talking about burgers, I mean, I don't know if you guys liked it as much as I do, but Culver's is my shit. I love me a Culver's.
Wait, did we have that here?
It was all right.
No, we had it in Florida, remember?
Oh, you were talking like you had had it more since then. So
I haven't had it since.
Oh, yeah,
but
Culver's is great.
Yeah, I love it. Culver's. I mean, I think I did hear they're going to be building one here.
Spoiler alert, I do an endorsement at the end of every episode. Guess what my endorsement is? unbeknownst to this, my endorsement is a burger.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, everyone on the edge of their seat, feel free to scoot
on
back
open
in this way.
Because I'm definitely eating some sort of burger.
Ferndog 323, In-N-Out is not overrated. In-N-Out it's properly rated.
The fastest way to prove that you're a fucking idiot is to say that.
Yeah, we've had the other ones. We have no reason to be In-N-Out ahead. Then it's good.
If you want to say you like something else more, that's fine. But the people that try to minimize In-N-Out is crazy. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
People minimize my ass.
A burger. Yeah. I'm going to do a tasting right now, but this is actually my lunch. So let's see what we got going on here. Look at that. It has a unique bread that some people would call a bun, but really.
Okay, but he's just doing a bit.
At least. He's just doing
a bit. Just having
but what's
fun
in
with
the
it?
Damn burger? Yeah.
He's having some
is
fun.
What's inside. I mean,
I'm like an old hobo reporter. I'm like, hey, get back to the burger. What's on it? Describe
Stop doing
it.
Jokes.
The Simpsons was like, hey, get back to the candy bar.
You're wasting my time.
Which is green and pickles, which make it taste pickly. And
I'm going back to the In-N-Out conversation. Large slices of onions puke. I honestly don't get onions on mine. Although I'll get it style, which has grilled onions.
Yeah. That's just say no onions. I say no onions on every burger I've ever eaten. I say no onions. That's a stupid thing to say.
I don't like the burger because of the onion.
I do think if you don't get the animal style onions, their onion choice is fucked up. It is just like a big fucking chunk. I guess some people like that shit.
It's been years since I've had regular. I've always just got an animal. So tasty.
Got the lettuce, which is green, and pickles, which make it taste pickly. And the teen sauce. Iconic.
That's a terrible name.
Sauce.
That is a terrible
name. This thing is packed. I'm sorry.
It's loaded.
I don't even know how to
It's loaded with
it.
That yummy, yummy teen sauce.
Yeah.
With my mouth.
I'm going to put this teen sauce in my mouth right now.
He should do something really funny and just shove the whole thing in.
I hope he does.
He throws up.
moment of truth. No, that's a quote.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but you know that anime, I think it's like a gay how? A gay how?
Oh, I don't know.
It's when the anime girls are like, bleh.
Yeah, a hey go.
Oh,
a hey go.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how to be. Yeah, I've never known. He should make that face. Anyway, that's my joke. He should make that face.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of bacon. That is a big bite of a teen burger.
Oh,
and they're
creepy.
Just $4.99 from now until March 11th. So go to A&W and get a teen burger when you can. And Chris, I invite you to join.
Is it $4.99 for the burger? Because that's not a fucking deal.
Yeah, that's not a deal.
Not a good
deal.
I hate how they keep trying to act like these shits are deals.
It's only
dude.
$4.99 for one small burger.
Guys, spoiler alert. At the end of every episode, I do a endorsement.
Okay. Yeah.
My endorsement is a pretty good value.
Okay.
All right.
Is it going to be open? Is it going to be open after midnight?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Me for lunch.
Hurry up with the damn end of the show.
See you at lunch, Chris. See you at A&W.
There you go. A&W knows what's what.
Yeah. Are there more? I'm hoping there are more.
I think those are all I got so far.
I'm surprised they're not sure a Taco Bell one where they're pretending it's something else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people doing their own parodies of it.
Yeah.
I will say I'm proud of the Wendy's one not being a meme. Because they're like
the
ones.
Yeah, they just kind
of
went for it.
They're the first ones to turn it all into a fucking goof where instead it was just like, hey, we're doing what the guy's doing, but we're trying to make it more normal instead of like. Like him, like you saying chicky nugs and stuff, like saying fucking trying to be all meme-y.
Yeah. They should have White Castle and be like, there's a snot element to the whole fucking thing. It's just a wet snot thing.
I've never had it.
It's the same as the microwave one.
I've never had that either.
Because really?
It's always just caked in onions and I don't like onions.
Oh, yeah. It's not a burger for you.
Yeah. It's just drenched in onions.
It's the onion snot burger.
Yeah, no, personally, it's not
I don't
for
mind
me.
It, but it is surprising how bad it is. Like it's just a wet slop burger.
Yeah, usually it's like a because they steam them or something,
yeah.
Right? So yeah, that's why it is. It's usually wet.
Have you guys been to Sickies?
I've seen Sickies. It at town.
There's I've one downtown at the AMC town center.
I've
is that the
there,
one down on
but
the strip
only for a brewski?
Sickies is good. Sickies is one of those places, kind of like Slater's, where it's like. Here's our menu of a fuck load of like some of them are weird, some of them are normal. But so there's like indulgent. It's just like a big long list of burgers.
I don't know what Slater's is.
Slater's 50/50. Yeah, they're another one. They just have like weird indulgent strange burgers.
How
and then some of them.
How do you 50/50 on a surf?
All their burgers are okay. all their burgers are like 50% something, 50% something else.
Okay.
But yeah, no, like Sickies is great. If you're ever in Las Vegas, go to fucking Sickies.
Yeah.
I'll smoke a few Sickies later.
Whoa! Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fucking roll some bones.
I'm going to take a quick Sickies break.
I don't even know what that means.
Like a Siggy. Like
oh, okay. Yeah.
I was doing a Siggy ref. Kind of a similar topic. DoorDash. People have been seeing the DoorDash Dot out in the wild, and like,
what's that mean?
Look, they send these little robots.
Here it comes, folks. It's the DoorDash Dot.
Whoa! What the fuck?
I thought this was AI at first because the way the voice sounds like AI.
This is real?
Yeah.
Here. Wrong side of the road. Over here. Come over here. Hey, folks. My first experience with DoorDash Dot. Hi. Hi. Oh my gosh.
There's a little Mexican guy in there.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
The child is inside there.
I drove in.
Whoa, how is this street legal? It's so small and it's like,
yeah,
you know, there's tons
read,
of weird rules about what's allowed to be on roads.
I think it read it like tops at like 25 miles per hour as well.
So then is it using bike lanes and sidewalks?
I guess.
It's just plowing right? through kids. Pow!
Because I know, well, like my dad used to have like a scooter, one of those electric scooters. And I think those would be, like 25, 30 miles per hour.
Huh. Well, I have an electric bike and an electric skateboard, but it's always... Bike. I'm not like in a road. Like it's bike lanes and sidewalks and like stuff like that.
Yeah, you better watch your back. There's going to be a dot flying through.
Yeah.
Here comes the love bug. Splat.
Well, and I guess some cities, like Uber Eats, I think, has similar things where these, like, these little, I think LA might have them.
Yeah, the little cooler things.
But it's funny because all that happens with these is then eventually, like, bums will just break them open and take the food out of it, you know?
When I was in San Francisco, I rode a Waymo. Those are the self-driving taxis.
Yeah, that's the one where the Asian hid in the back and tried to get that lady.
And when I was in it, like multiple, like clearly crazy people. I can't confirm they're all homeless because some of them look like regular people, except they acted crazy. Mm-hmm. They clearly hate the Waymos. So they'd like be on the sidewalk.
Oh, they keep like step in front of
them. Yeah, they jump in front of them and yell at the Waymo.
Doors
and,
like, release.
And so like there are people just like screaming at Waymos and jumping in front of them and acting crazy. So they're probably doing that with these too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you were fucked up on Fent and an elevator with no driver just flies by you. Well, like, fuck.
You could jump on the top like it's an action movie and you're riding it around.
Well, I mean, I guess, some of them might not be homeless. They might just be like, this is taking someone's job. So fuck this. I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah, some of the people that did it just seemed pissed.
Yeah.
Like the Waymo existing around them. It really does look exactly like Grogu's pod, though.
It does.
Even the way it opens.
Our first experience with DoorDash Doc. Hi.
Or those old little tykes. Is that it? The little red and yellow car.
Yes, yeah. The classic that like every kid had.
It kind of looks like that, too.
I love it.
It's awesome. It takes a lot of jobs, but it's awesome.
Yeah, she's good coverage. Covered.
Takes a lot of jobs, but it's great.
From people that I don't care about.
Pizza! Do you gotta tip him? Do you have to tip him? No tipping.
Tip him over.
Sucks, you
steal all the parts.
Okay, close it. Okay. You know it's gonna take off. Bye. Bye,
DoorDash. Bye. Explodes.
Yeah, blows through a guy like the boys. And someone's hands are left.
Dude, it really will. Actually, someone would fucking just steal one of these and stuff it with explosives.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd see that.
Okay. You know it's going to take off. Bye. Bye-bye, DoorDash. Bye. See you around. Goodbye.
Wow. So cute.
Bye-bye. Gotta go. You can go now. You're going out. You're back
to
now.
Activate Protocol 5.
Dude, it'd be dope if it was like Soundwave and a smaller one of it popped out of its chest and like gave you your drinks or your change or something.
The door. It's weird because, it does feel like if it's at 25 miles per hour, it feels like probably the range wouldn't be that. But I think I was reading that they're testing them in like Arizona. I think Arizona's testing them, maybe another city or another state or city.
If it's like residential areas where all of the streets around it are all 25, then maybe it can get away with it.
Sure.
But I know that just even from like having an electric bike and how popular all that stuff's getting, I think even Henderson just recently banned a bunch of vehicles from being on the road if they're electric because people were just like going like, oh, I don't even need a license. And they're just on the road with the helmet riding it like they would like a motorcycle and they can go the speed limit, but it was causing problems because they're literally like either children or people with no licenses. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of this stuff falls under that same thing where like it's small, so it's dangerous because like if you look in your mirrors, you might not see it or it might zip out in front of you in a crazier way or there's got to be like, I wonder how they're getting away with this.
Well, and then it just also feels like, well, then I guess because the whole thing with like something like obviously with DoorDash or Uber Eats or just even Uber in general, it's because you're not central. Like, it feels like what makes it easier is that they're not centralized.
Yeah.
They just have a bunch of randoms, like, scattered throughout where they could ping people and then have them do a delivery. It feels like if they wanted to do this in a wider area, they'd have to, like, make a bunch of these. But I guess probably cost analysis, maybe it'd still be cheaper.
Wait,
even if they're, like, fucking shooting out dash dots to every city and then every city that needs like a whatever fucking range of area between wherever their restaurants are. It just feels, I mean, I don't know, maybe you don't do it everywhere, but you do it in enough areas to just make a dent to save enough money.
Well, how does this work? Like, do you get like an alert that someone has to run out into the parking lot and it's in one of the like spots, like a parking spot, or like does it come through the drive-through and you put it inside?
There's probably a reserved parking thing for it because it could literally like go up on the sidewalk into a thing too, I guess.
Yeah, well, because I think I've seen the videos like in LA where they just get stuck on a curb.
Yeah.
And it like starts going like, help me, help me. Like,
no, yeah, I saw a good one where there was just a passed out homeless guy in front of it and it couldn't figure out how to get around.
And then I think, do you think sometimes they'll have a camera? So there is someone that's like, hey, can you, or I think they do end up hiring people that they have to like send out to go and like get it out of a fucking ditch or whatever.
The same guys that used to just grab like, what are those pallets? They'd like steal pallets from stores. Somehow you can use a wooden pallet. Those guys just go around, grab.
Guys collect them or something?
Yeah, you see guys drive around, pick up like shopping carts and pallets and like, I guess, bring them back. I don't know.
I'm surprised they can't just like take remote control for a period of time and go, okay, back up. Okay, now you're good.
I think
automate yourself
like,
some more.
I think literally like the wheel will just get stuck in like a divot in the ground or some shit, and like they can't get out of it.
They should make it like,
or like tips over. Yeah, it's like a someone will kick it over or something.
They should make it like that remote control car we bought for kids during Tots, where the wheels are so big that it can go upside down or normal.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even like in other cities when they have those, and maybe they have them here now too. Well, they'll have those app scooters where you like,
yeah.
But then people just leave them everywhere and they become trash. But then someone does have their job where now they drive around in their truck and just pick up a bunch of scooters and drop them at different locations.
Fish them out of the river.
Yeah.
Yeah. How soon until like, because think about it. People on motorcycles get fucking hit all the time because there's that. It's like one of those types of confirmation bias where like you look in a mirror and you don't realize it, but your brain is looking for a car. So even if you see a motorcycle, you start merging, and sometimes your brain doesn't catch up until you've already hit the guy because you told yourself you were looking in the mirror to see if something was there, but what you were really doing is looking for a car. And then you just fucking deck a guy on a motorcycle. You're telling me you're going to see this thing and not respond the exact same way when vehicles that are already at normalcy are like getting just like ran into?
Well, I check the mirror. I'm like, hey, a nerd on a motorcycle. Bang. Cool. A cool nerd.
But what if he fucking... I can't remember the name of the video game. I was just saying he starts whipping you with a chain.
Oh, Road Rash?
Yeah, Road Rash.
Yeah, I just bump him with my big car. And then he falls off his rocket bike because he's a baby.
John Toole, they're paying DoorDashers to go and close the door on Waymos. I guess I did read that as well because sometimes people just leave the door open.
That's not a solution within the car? They can't just shut themselves?
That's what I thought. I thought those would just have almost how like a minivan has like an automatic door.
Yeah.
But apparently no. Sometimes someone has to go drive and shut the door for them.
That's funny.
That is a funny thing
to do just, that?
It would be funny to just take a Waymo and just purposely always leave the door open.
Wow.
Well, because also, I mean, Amazon in some of those areas does like the drone drop off or whatever.
Official. I know that they were talking about that forever. Yeah. I didn't know any of that ever actually started happening.
I don't know how wide it is. Every now and then you'll see a video of a family that's like, we got our, like they'll be filming like, that's Amazon coming, and it drops a fucking package in your backyard or whatever.
Huh. I didn't know that had ever gotten out of like the pie
like
in the
April
sky
Fool's
version.
Day joke.
The Amazon crane's here. Giant Amazon crane.
It's on our roof.
Well, and actually, was it a real thing or an April Fool's joke where like Amazon has like a, it's like a home security camera that like flies around your house?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because that way, if like you prop it in one room, but like you want to check other rooms, it like kind of moves around.
Whoa, I don't know, but that almost sounds too real to be a joke.
It doesn't fly; it runs like one of those dog robots around your house.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
The little toy drones have gotten pretty stable, and if it's in a house, they know they don't have to worry about like wind and shit. So if you just had like when you like in fucking Gotham Knights, there's fucking drones that fly around and land in different like spots to charge or whatever. Like if you had like four of them in different rooms, they just go like, hey, fly it to room four, fly to room two.
Yeah, they have this Ring. Amazon's not accepting your applications for its home surveillance drone. What Ring's $250 always home cam is real and ready to fly in your living room. So I guess like docks in a base.
I mean, cats are going to go nuts these, dude. That thing's going to go up, and either a cat's going to be terrified or it's going to ruin it.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a sugar glider graveyard. The sugar glider's going to fly right into that.
See, do they have, like, an example?
Yeah. Do they have a video?
At Ring, we invent stuff. Like the Ring Video Doorbell, Ring Alarm, and so much more. But where do we go from here? Introducing Ring Always Home Cam. Yeah, it's a camera that flies.
What?
We thought, what if we made a camera that can see every angle in your home without having a camera in every room? And make it smart enough so that you can teach it where to go.
Like this?
Yep, just like that.
Oh, cool. You gotta walk it around?
So, with the push of a button, it wakes up and goes here.
I just keep bumping it into my wife during the trial. Hey, yeah, do this.
Me and the other burglars are just standing behind it where it can't see. Just go like, it's like mocking it.
But is this is just yet another thing where Indian people are just mapping out your house?
Yeah.
Well, because I was reading about like meta glasses, and I was just constantly Indian people viewing all your footage from your meta glasses.
Hell yeah. That would be a nice place to poop.
And goes here. There.
Someone banging his wife.
Or wherever you choose.
Yeah.
You got the orange slices, didn't you?
No way. Frankly, I blame the oranges.
Hey!
But that is like one of those things you'll be in bed at night, and then all of a sudden you hear. And you're like, your fucking creepy camera's flying around your house.
Yeah, it's just floating above you.
Hello, Jim.
Intruder detected. Intruder detected.
No, I live here. It's me, Jim.
Always Home Cam works seamlessly with Ring Alarm.
Get out of here, white guy.
Get out of here, open micer.
Actually, it's great because you can watch live.
Oh, no, helping my comedians breaking into my house.
Well, good for you guys.
You know what I do? I'd go like this. I'd go.
Yeah, just grab it and smash it.
Simply grab it out of the air and throw it on the ground.
It's three other of those drones with police hats on. You're going to jail.
They're different colors.
They sent the drone police after me.
Like it's some sort of like goofing from Portal 2 or something.
They shove them in the dot.
a Waymo police car pulls up, and then you get in the back, but then the door doesn't shut.
Yeah, you just get out.
One of those robots shows up and brams into it.
It takes
you
back to the seat of the car.
Please wait for a DoorDasher to come close the door. No, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, you're just talking to the Indian guy driving. Hey, let me out. I cannot let you out. You are going to Waymo jail. You have been very bad. You are going to a Waymo
jail. Is this your accent?
Trust me, I talk to Indian people all the day. And
I've heard that one.
They are very bad at saying Waymo.
You are going to the Waymo jail.
I'm
not even going to try one. I'm going to let you guys keep doing this.
My name is Robert Smith. You are going to the Waymo jail.
You're probably more used to the hello, I'm a poo, but I'm more used to the hello, I'm an Indian, and I am an Indian mumble guy, and I am very, very pleased to meet you.
Can work seamlessly with Ring Alarm.
An open mic guy.
Actually, it's great because you can watch live from anywhere.
Well, good for you guys.
And when you're home, Always Home Cam is
Tom Servo robots
hidden,
coming over.
Designed with your privacy in mind. Introducing Always Home Cam. Only from Ring.
I'd use
it's
it
only
to,
like $250. That's not bad.
I'd be at work and I'd be like, go to the bathroom, and my wife would be in there, and I'd be like, hey baby, la, 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 give me a show. La, 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 la.
Thank you for showing me your wife.
Your wife is a big gorgeous wife.
Thank you for showing my wife the taking your poo.
Yeah. You're trying to do the walk it around, it keeps turning towards your wife. Stop looking at my wife, Waymo helicopter, whatever the fuck you are. This is a very great house. Ooh, plumbing, oh, la-di-da. You flush the poop. I'm an Italian.
Boku SF, three white dudes doing accents. Actually, Mike said he purposely wasn't going to do it, so it's two white dudes doing accents.
Didn't do one. Pay attention. Catch up.
Yeah. We're doing Indian drones now, idiot.
Yeah, we're doing Waymo / Indian drones.
Yeah, Waymo police and Indian drones.
Meanwhile, you're more mad at us doing accents than the Indians mapping your home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks. Nice try, woke. Well, you're not coming for our sleepy Indians.
Let me see here. Because, yeah, we've got to be just about done. But let me see if there's a quick...
Oh, can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, no. Go for it.
Have you seen fucking Kelly Osbourne recently?
Yeah,
I
baby.
Actually did have that. Actually,
she looks older than her mom. Like, I did... I was confused because I saw them at like some rock thing that was honoring Ozzy.
Yeah.
And obviously, Susan, is that the wife?
Susan!
Sharon.
Yeah. Sharon has obviously aged. It's been a long time. But I recognized her from like back in the day when you'd see commercials for that show all the time. But Kelly Osbourne is aghast.
Yes.
This isn't one of those like, oh, look, she got surgery and she's crazy looking. This is like, she is she's not a human anymore. She's like this is like Michael Jackson levels of changing your body.
She's a cry for help. Like,
yes, it's scary.
But now it's like everyone is, we need to stop commenting on people's bodies when we don't know what's going on.
I was just
maybe
shocked.
She's really sick.
Because like, there's not even a
that
hint.
Is basically the thing is she might be very sick.
Obviously something's wrong with her, and she doesn't have to tell us what's wrong with her.
Because people are bringing up, although I don't think it was the same thing, but Chadwick Boseman looked really thin, and people were commenting on that, and then he died like 3 months later.
Oh
cancer.
My God, she's gonna be the new Black Panther.
Yeah,
but she had her new haircut's like bangs, and it's short. She kind of looks like the chick from The Incredibles.
This one's a little older, but yeah, I think there is another clip of her as well. But this is like an older one.
There's not even a shade of the human that you remember anywhere in this person.
Are you ready for breakfast? Are you ready for breakfast?
No.
Ew, gross.
Ew,
you're gross. Why you look like that?
Yeah. Are you long legs?
Who dat?
Oh, hell yeah. You got keys
to the Benz. Rick Ross out here keys living his best Chevy. Life. I didn't know that was Rick Ross.
Yeah, meanwhile, just look like Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Thanks, World Star.
Look at my girl.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
And I think, is this...
Look at my
girl. This is not like a, hey, let's body shame this lady kind of thing. It's more just like a, it was an alarming thing to see.
I mean, I'm body shaming.
I had to double take.
You shouldn't look like this.
Because again, the newest one, she has a crazy different hair. She has this wild haircut. Yeah, look at that. Like, when you see her next to her mom, they look like they're within 5 years of each other.
She's been bone smashing, though. She's got a kind of Chad chin.
It's crazy looking, dude. She looks insane. What's that that octopus from SpongeBob?
Squidward?
Yeah. You know when he has like the crazy like man face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this looks
Handsome
like.
Handsome Squidward.
Okay, yeah, that's what this looks like.
Yeah, people go too far with trying to get their cheekbones like this. It's like, it doesn't look good.
But she, like, pull up a picture of what she used to look like. I know that not everybody grew up with
us. Let's pull up when she was like, who will clean your toilets, Mr. Trump?
Yeah, and that's even her with some work done.
Yeah.
Because I remember when she was a fat sow with Burt McCracken.
A fat
just a
sow.
Greasy sow.
What about when Andrew WK wrote "She is beautiful"? Wasn't about this girl.
Get her.
Every country.
Here we go. Who's see, like that's a complete transformation.
Yeah, like it's not like this isn't just someone aged, someone got a little work done. This is someone change, like again, like Michael Jackson levels of like changing, You're more machine than man anymore, kind of thing.
And who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump? In the sense that, no. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm
I love how she tries to save it fast.
Wait, what if I drained all the blood out of my body?
If you get rid of all the Mexicans, who's going to clean the toilets? I don't think that's what...
And if you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump? In the sense that, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm saying
there's more jobs to be
in LA, they always, but they don't
look on that. Descending on her.
I didn't mean it like that. Yes. Come on. No, I would never mean it like that. Okay. Like, I'm not part of this argument with,
I think
they just tear her apart. Yeah. Like in Day of the Dead.
I love, I love they see their chance, like, an injured baby deer.
Like in Day of the Dead. But yeah, look at that. Like, just let's pretend for 1 second that this has nothing to do with like how insane she looks. If someone showed you that picture and you had 100 guesses.
I'd be like, whose grandma is that?
100 guesses, Jim. 1,000 guesses.
Yeah,
which Could you ever have guessed who that was?
I wouldn't have guessed. No,
it'd be impossible.
Way.
Yeah, but everyone has a bad hair day. Maybe it's just bad. Yeah. Maybe it doesn't fit her face.
This poor girl was bullied for her weight, and now she's thin, and you guys are picking on her. Uh-huh. That's not just thin, by the way. Like, relax.
She's like, geez, impossible beauty standards. She looks great.
Yeah, she looks like the manly octopus.
She looks like Coco.
Like, you could be upset that people are maybe being crass about how she looks, but you can't deny this woman needs help. Like, someone should help her. Max in the chat, Kelly Maxing.
What are the aliens in the
Mars Tech?
The non-alien movies, the big white monsters.
Prometheus?
Yeah, Prometheus.
Oh, okay.
She kind of looks kind of like the Prometheus guys, right?
Who is that? What do they call it?
The Forerunner?
What do they call it? There's a fucking name for it because it's in Alien.
Okay.
It's like the jockey or something like that.
Oh, the space jockey?
Yeah, is it the space jockey?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Big guy. It's the big white guys.
So like a space jockey.
They're engineers, but he was always referred to as like the space jockey.
Yeah, that's what she looks like.
Yeah.
And she used to look like Kelly Osbourne.
It does look like she's been watching some clavicular. Is it clavicular?
Yeah, she looks like clavicular.
Like she is trying to fucking mog us, but it's like you're getting mogged right now.
Yeah, you're not looks maxing, you're actually you're spiking my cortisol just looking at you.
What?
Yeah, she thinks she's mogging like the foids and the moids.
Yeah,
but she looks like a moloid.
Because where are the foids? The foids are
female humanoids.
That's right. Yeah,
and the moids are just men.
Huh?
Shut up! It's for the boids, huh?
Is Boyd's one?
Is that a bird in New York?
In New York,
it's a Boyd.
It's a plane
flying by.
He's bogging the plane. Although, Superman bogged a plane.
This person has a great point. People have no problem accepting this as Kelly, but they see Jim Carrey with a brow lift and assume the government replaced him with a clone.
That nailed it.
Wow.
That is perfect.
Nailed it.
Because it really does. Like, why are we not thinking this is a different person?
Yeah, I didn't really have anything beyond that. It's just I remembered in the moment because I saw the word Kel, and that reminded me, like, oh, fuck. Remember how fucking crazy Kelly Osbourne looked?
It is probably some sort of, like, misogyny answer where we're like, yeah, women do that all the time. What do you mean? They fuck their face up all the time. It looks crazy.
Someone should help her.
Yeah, she does look like, because this is exactly what she looked like. She was doing an interview with Sharon, and I thought for a second that it was like, oh, is this Sharon's sister? Because they look like they're like within several years of each other. And then they, at the bottom, it said Kelly and Sharon Osbourne. And I'm like, huh? What?
That's young blood?
Wah.
There's a quick firework fail.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
I mean, he's got good range. He's got some good distance from the fireworks that he just lit.
Wait, how did that happen?
I have no idea how that happened. He just lit napalm that didn't really make that big of an explosion, but landed directly on him.
What if that's the firework that the unk in the wheelchair didn't get moved away from?
Yeah. Hey, oh, yeah.
What, Larry? No, what was his name?
Gary.
Yeah, who is it?
Is it Gary?
I think it feels like Gary.
Somebody move Gary.
If you just do wheelchair fireworks.
Yeah, wheelchair guy fireworks.
He really, if you drew an X and said,
Terry.
Go stand
there.
Terry, that's perfect.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
What are you doing, Terry?
Because it went straight up and down onto him.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out what was that firework supposed to do?
Yeah, because it explodes like it's magnetic to him. Like it's impossible that it did what it did.
The hands, you go.
Yeah, what is happening?
It literally went right at him. Well, nowhere else.
He's running like that tree in Two Towers, like trying to get into the broken dam water.
Yes, yeah.
Ent.
I'm no tree.
Yeah, exactly.
I know who listens to our show. Yeah. I'm trying to dumb it down for the people.
I love everyone. I mean, on one hand, it's great that everyone wants to help him, but there's nothing funnier than everyone like, oh my God, we're going to put this guy out. Yeah. This guy's on fire.
Toasty!
Yeah, actually, we should watch Terry. Really.
They're calling
yeah,
it Terry's the Indian great. Shower.
Yeah,
folks,
yeah, it sounded on Urban Dictionary, the Indian shower.
This is so funny.
Yeah, this is a fucking, actually this is an all-timer.
After this, Jim, I do have a request, actually.
Okay.
Oh my.
Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Two car come. You got two car come two different ways. Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh,
it's not working.
What the fuck? What you doing, Terry? Terry, what's going on?
Nobody helping him.
It's so funny.
He eventually gets a life.
He's loving it, too.
Cool. Yeah.
Jim, the other day I was at Michael's with my mom, and I saw a can of rubber cement.
In my head, I was like, "He wants the glue video."
Yeah, that video is so fucking funny, and I know that every once in a great while, like every couple of years, we'll just watch that video. It's so fucking funny. I love this video. It's one of the hardest times I've ever laughed was the first time we watched this on the show.
It's such a good idea.
I got these two cans of contact cement.
It's not even glue, it's cement.
Try
somehow.
And mix them together and see if I can thin it down by mixing them.
Okay, here we go. All right. Regroup.
Got rid of that. Let's see if I can get this. Oh, no.
It's so good.
Going the way I wanted okay. it.
Get a good grip on it. I think he decided to switch one. It's going in.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I don't think this is working.
This oh, jeez. It's so good.
Oh, good grief. Well, I'm going to gum up my camera. How am I going to turn my camera off?
You just start trying to cut it with the lid. Look at his fucking hands. They look like an alien creature.
Yeah, he sticks them together. He's having fun with it.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
He's headbutted.
Such a genius
phone.
Video.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. I love it so much.
Such a genius video. Oh, man.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I needed that. My cheeks hurt.
That's a good, that's some good palate cleansers, good Terry.
Thanks, Terry. And nice
that's
and Terry.
A good eats, Terry.
Cleanse your palate, Terry. Terry. Oh, my God.
Terry and Terrence.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Favorite part of the show.
I love Margot being like, Corey, you moron. Let me do music stuff, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Corey. I love him just yelling at somebody.
I was going to say him trying to be tough and yell at that guy.
I mean, I like learning the jacket lore. even though it's like, what the fuck?
That interview was,
might be my favorite.
That was brutal.
This check-in interview. And then, yeah, the return of Heather Don May.
Yeah, the return of HDM, the HDM voicemail.
Yeah. We have the DOS, so don't fuck up.
The fast food CEOs.
Battle of the fast food commercials.
Yeah. Jello Bell in the chat. I like that HDM confirming that she watches the show by like directly answering things we've talked about.
Which, for the record, that's like, something she does constantly when she talks about us.
Yeah.
So it's always, and it's always hyper specific. There was that time where I was watching my brother's house. And we, for anyone who donated over $20, I'd change my shirt.
That's right.
And
yeah,
like,
she brought that up.
Literally the next day, she was complaining about us on Twitter, and she brought that up, and it was like it hadn't even been 24 hours since the show.
Man, what a great show we have! Even on a Wednesday, don't even miss a beat.
Even on a Wednesday.
Even on a Wednesday.
You know what else you can do on a Wednesday, Jim?
Oh, what's that?
Go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, where all sorts of bonus Jim and Them shows live. If you like us and you like this show, but you want something different, go to the Patreon, because that's where we've got all sorts of bonus shows. Let's say you want to, we mentioned this earlier, you're a person that wants to just like listen to the show. Great. Podcast feeds exist. Anywhere you can think of that has podcast feeds, we're probably there. Free, you listen to it. You want to watch it, show up on Fridays and sometimes Wednesdays and watch the show. If all you want to do is watch it later, join the YouTube channel. That's there for you. But for the people that like us and want more of us and more of what we do and our stuff, go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, where we have literally a decade's worth of stuff. We've got bonus shows. We've got video content. We've got podcast content. We've got all sorts of stuff to check out there. Jim, what do we have up for people right now?
Well, we just put a Watch This up featuring Tom Simon discussing Scream 7 amongst other recent releases.
Yes!
And not so recent releases. You can hear us talk movies with Tom Simon. We did just record a movie commentary of Corey Feldman's classic Dream a Little Dream.
It's a real pile of shit.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
You also, of course, get the show archived. You get the podcast audio uploads immediately after the show. We have lots of other bonus shows like Part Zeros and CSI, our true crime show. Lots and lots to going ons at the patreon.com/JimAndThem.
There's even a free tier, Jim.
And there's a free tier where you can listen. You can test the waters a little bit.
Yeah, see if it's for you. Yeah.
Boku_SF in the chat. I've been shutting out the show in other chats, but never say the name because I'm usually baked. What does that
That's
mean?
That's not a shout out.
Are you saying we don't say your name, or are you just saying you don't mention Jim and them? You just say like Cocoa Buns, everybody.
Shout out to that show.
He's in other chats just being like, they're hilarious.
They're so
That's
funny.
Almost. Yeah. I saw that. I was like, how is that a shout out? But I wasn't sure if it's going to come up. Hey, big shout outs to.
They're the best.
That's just a small taste of what you can find at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Fantastic. And if that is somehow still not enough for you goddamn sickos,
Savage.
Jim, what happens if they go to shows? Actually, Jim, I would like you to plug this by answering my question.
Okay.
There has recently been a revival of the television show Scrubs, which you love, obviously. Lots of people love that show, but you. That was one of the first like big shows where it's like, oh, Jim loves Scrubs. We even have that as a part of our intro.
Oh, yeah. We hear Turk from Scrubs in our intro.
The trailer they showed for it was bad, but it also felt like it wasn't from the show. It was like they filmed it as a commercial. So I couldn't really like count it as representative. But I've also heard no one say anything about it. So I don't know if it's good or bad. Have you watched it and have you talked about it, Jim?
I've watched it. We did talk about it on the latest Shows What You Know, which you can find at showswhatyouknow.com. Although that episode might not be up, but it's going to be up very shortly. It's a podcast where I discuss television shows. I will say I liked it very much.
Cool.
The show has not missed a beat. Jacob wasn't as positive as I was because he had this argument of like, they should be doing something new. And my argument is, hey, they already did something new.
Yeah, that was the whole last season, right?
If anything, it's a testament that they were able to not miss a beat and check in with some new Scrubs. But we talk about that and more at showswhatyouknow.com. Real quick, I do want to catch up. I always almost forget these at the end.
Yeah. Cowards. Bunch of uncrowned kings.
Obama.
Yeah.
HDM has a serious crush on Mike. Heart with arrow emoji. Kiss emoji. Broken heart emoji.
Rick Lanise again.
I just suck at everything I do.
Rick knows. Rick gets it.
Obama.
DoorDash Dot attempted to murder Corey. It would look like a monster truck to him.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, Miss Murphy. And before that was DJAF, mother. Don't give a fuck, motherfucker. DJAF, MF, became a member. Thank you. And then actually we do have a super tip as well. Oh, it's just a text one. Corey is such a pussy. No country for old men. Hashtag 22. Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
They paid Andrew to do that.
2220.
Wow. Okay.
They ain't fucking around.
Fair enough.
Shout out to Andrew. Thank you so much for your support. And you know what? Corey is a pussy. I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff, hurry. What's going on?
Ah, shit. Catch me in New York at this damn movie premiere, world premiere. Next week, this time, we'll be jet setting in New York. You can follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram. I'm sure we'll be doing fun shenanigans like we always do when we're out and about. Bits in public, bits on the subway, bits in the tunnels. We'll be doing bits in the Jewish tunnels on Jeff X on Instagram on there. Mike, give me your fucking burger wreck.
My endorsement this week. A underrated burger that people will derive it if they've never tried it, but most people haven't tried it, is right now at Sonic. They're doing something called the All-American Smasher. Where, you know, like right now a lot of people are doing smash burgers.
Yeah, smash burgers are in.
They have one that it's a double smash burger with all the toppings you'd expect on a burger. So you get to choose what you do and don't want. So you can it's like the tomato, onion, lettuce. You can decide what you do or don't want, but it's a large burger. Like you're surprised it's as big as it is. Mm-hmm. You get to choose your drink and your side. $6. Hmm. Ooh, straight up,
not
$6. Like, and it's not one of those like, oh, it's only six because they give you like small, like a barely, like it's like an incredibly tiny version of everything, which often Burger King tries to pull that where you're like, oh my God, it's only $5. Then you know why.
Yeah, well, and that's like Taco Bell's new campaign is like, it's a mini thing. Yeah. And it's like, am I supposed to be excited that you have a small thing?
Yeah. When you get it and you go, oh, that's why it's cheap. This is the other way around where I expected it to be that and was surprised at the size and what I was getting. If you upgrade it to Tots, it is 50 extra cents, but that's still only 650. And they don't pull that whole like 650 turns into like 690 because of tax and then suddenly you're paying 70. No, it's like an exact amount. It's a super good value. It's a very good smash burger. I think that Sonic burgers are underrated in general. But even if you've tried a Sonic burger and maybe it wasn't for you, these are like a completely different style of that. I say go for it. I've gotten this meal twice in the last like 2 weeks. Got one recently and loved it. $6. All-American smash combo. Go to Sonic. Try it out, Jeff. Try it out. Interesting. I'd be surprised if you're disappointed. You might not like love it, but I'd be shocked if you're disappointed. Okay. Especially for the price. It's a great burger for the price.
How much teen sauce is on it?
Yeah. Dude, slathered.
Okay, yeah. What about boy paste?
That is my endorsement.
So going local, speaking of smash burgers, With Love Always is going to the Red Rock. It's opening soon.
I was shocked it wasn't open yet. I went and saw Elimination Chamber at the Red Rock, and it still wasn't open. So I got Capriati's instead.
I have had it at the main one.
Yeah,
I went there when it first. It's pretty good. It is one of those hype, like, you know, it's not that it's bad, but if you wait in, like I waited in line for like 30 minutes or something like that, and I was like, oh, it's still pretty good. And they got like what, those dipped custard. I'm just going local food for y'all.
I went a month after they opened, so there wasn't a line anymore, and I ordered ahead so I could just kind of walk in and out.
But yeah, anyways, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.